Well, Joel, what does the record mean to you?
It's pretty special, Rob. I mean, been here for a long time, but it also says that I've been in good health for a long period of that time. Played with some hell of players that have sort of dragged me through some really fun times over the journey. So really grateful that I've been able to do it here all at the one club.
When did you start staring the record down?
No, it's one that creeps up on you. I mean, there's a little bit of a story to it, but when Corey Enright was finishing up, he actually pulled me aside and a couple of days after the season, and we sat downstairs where I live at that stage, just the apartment block, and we were having a drink, and he told me that he was going to finish up. And I just I told him to take a bit more time because I still thought that he had some run in the legs and wanted him to keep playing on. So it's just one of those things that's come up. I'm sure someone else will break it. I mean, Big Hawk's going so well at the moment. There's no end, and it'll probably won't be a record that lasts for too long.
When you had that chat, did he sort of say anything about passing the baton or anything like that, John?
No, it was pretty simple. I think he had made up his mind with his wife, Renee, and family, and it was just his time, he said. He went out in All-Australian, if those that don't remember, he was... that's why I still thought he had run in his legs.
Will you share another moment with him this week, perhaps, once you officially go past him?
Well, we've got a little bit of work to do today together, but we're pretty focused on the job at hand.
Sorry, Joel, you talked about that durability reaching this milestone. How does it feel to kind of sit atop of such a great list of players?
Well, again, I just probably speak about how fortunate I've been, how lucky I've been at the club. I've loved coming in and working, you know, not only come a weekend, but throughout the week with a lot of good people. And in saying that, I should send a lot of thank you to those people that I've worked around, not only the physios and doctors that obviously help with that, but the sports and conditioning, and even just staff that have been around the Geelong Footy Club that have made it a really good journey.
What you did last year, Joel, on the back of a qualifying final loss, does that give you the group a bit of confidence to be able to respond, I guess, from the weekend?
Yeah, well, we need to respond. I mean, we don't look back too much on what it is. We've reviewed the game for what it was. We played poor. You know, we didn't have a lot of winners on the night, but what we do, we've set ourselves up for a second chance. So it's time to use that up. In best case scenario, you don't have to use it up, but we are fortunate that we have given ourselves that chance.
What's it like in the, I guess, 24 hours after a result like that? How quickly do you switch on to the next week and I guess, moving past the disappointment, I suppose?
We're a pretty competitive bunch. So it's for a lot of us that played poor on the night, and there was a number of us, you know, we probably were a bit angry at the way that we perform. So that's that 24 hours. Then we get on with, we got a look at GWS and Sydney game, and then we found out who we had to play. So it's about moving on then.
How's Patrick's finger?
He'll be fine.
Is it inconveniencing him at all?
I don't think so. I mean, he'll probably just handle the balls a little bit more this week just to, you know, work out how to best use it. But he's played with a number of injuries throughout his career. It's not something new to him.
You're in the same boat last year with your finger issues, Joel. How difficult is it if you have a digit that's causing trouble out there on the field?
It's quickly forgotten about in the heat of battle. I can tell you about that. It's the adrenaline will get to Paddy, and he's a professional, and he'll deal with it.
Just on Paddy, Joel, Lee Matthews had sort of was questioning sort of, I guess, Patrick's sort of finals record and perhaps his composure with the ball. Was there anything you feel he needs to sort of work on in that area, or that's perhaps just unfair?
It depends on what angle. I mean, I don't know how closely Lee's looked at his games, but being a teammate of Paddy's, he's one that I want to take the field with come finals time.
What have you sort of concentrated on or focused on most after the the surprising performance last week from you guys?
More just picking ourselves up, understanding quickly how poorly we probably played, and then moving into this week and, you know, not only just getting ready for what the Giants is. Sorry about that. That was Kev being a nuisance. Not only just concentrating on the job at hand, but it's also just it's been actually really nice being around each other within the hub scenario here and in Perth. So you can't hide. I mean, what we've got to do is pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off.
What do you see in the Giants that you probably have to curtail the most? What are their strengths that you need to knock over?
Well, they've got a lot of good ball players. We know that for sure. And then, you know, they've been pretty strong with moving the ball from one end to the other. So we'll make sure that we fine-tune throughout the week. It's obviously only Monday today. And we'll just make sure that we're really ready come Friday night.
How much will you look back on that result only 3 or 4 weeks ago where they beat you and sort of get stuff out of that, given it was quite recent now?
Yeah, we'll look at little parts of it. Probably the last couple of weeks have probably been more... They've given us a different look because of personnel change and whatnot. So that's probably more realistic to what we'll be coming up against.
Joel, more broadly as players, do you feel pretty clear about what's sort of acceptable in terms of dealing with umpires and umpire contact and that sort of thing? Do you think that's pretty clear for you when you step out on the field every week?
It's probably not one I'm going to go near today, Anton. Out of respect, I mean, there's a job at hand that the tribunal will have to do, and I'll leave that up to them.
A lot, I guess, Joel's been spoken about, I guess, your methodical ball use from the back half, and then you like to perhaps go a bit quicker from centre forward. Do you need to tweak that at all, or you're back in that game plan, you've come this far, and you feel it stands you in good stead?
Yeah, I mean, we have come, a long way throughout the season. We've changed little tweaks at different parts of the season. And what we've been able to do is prepare for whatever situation we need. So you'll see different parts of that come out Friday night.
Joel, can you talk us through the quarantine situation? What's it like at the Trade Winds and your training setup compared to the previous times you've been over here in Perth?
Last time was pretty strict because we were here just for the 48 hours. So that was locked in our rooms. This time we've got a little bit more. We're here. We've got the establishment to ourselves at the Trade Winds. The staff have been sensational. And with the last couple of days, we've been at East Fremantle Football Club. We hopefully look to get onto Optus throughout the week for one of our sessions. But yeah, I mean, we can't complain. We can thank the WA government too for, you know, allowing all this to happen.
And tickets go on sale for the general public in a couple of hours. There's thousands of Perth football fans over here barrack for West Coast or Freo who are looking for a team to barrack for. Why should they be choosing Geelong to support for the rest of the final series when they're ahead of all the other teams they can choose from now?
Well, we're going to have to play 3 weeks if that's the case. So if they jump on board now, they might get a hell of a ride, and I hope that that's the case. But we play in an exciting brand of footy. I mean, we've got a lot of stars within our side. And then, you know, we've been in this situation before where we're going to have to grind it out a little bit. So I look forward to all that.
Joel, how much does the desire burn for that next, the fourth premiership? It's been 10 years. You had so much success early on in your career. What would it mean to you?
Yeah, it'd be special. I mean, but I know that the journey's still so far away from where we sit here today, and a lot of water's under that bridge. So, it's one that I'll look at when maybe get a chance in a few weeks if we set that up properly.
You expect Zach Tui to come back in this week, Joel?
Well, I wasn't out at training. We had a training group at North Oval yesterday that was the non-selected guys in the weekend, and he apparently trained fine and got through well. So, yes.
Joel, 15 years ago in your last year in Bendigo here, a doctor said to you and your dad that, you know, your career mightn't be that long with that so-called dodgy knee. And 15 years later, you're now going to be the club record holder for the team you supported as a kid. It must, you know, looking back on that conversation now, it's pretty amazing to see where you're sitting.
Yeah, again, thanks, Berkey. I feel pretty lucky. It was a bit of a dodgy start, but again, it's just been a ride that I'd love to do all over again and experience all the highs that I have. But it's one where I'll stay in the moment, and hopefully I've still got a couple of highs left.